Cherokee, and professor of literature at the University of Oklahoma, Dr. Joshua Nelson teaches his Native American literature classes about the stories starring the Cheeky Coyote, the Rambunctious Rabbit, or any other character that crosses the line.
Probably no accident that coyote shows up over and over again, that rabbit shows up over and over, not least because they're clever, right? These are clever animals, and they're just kind of skittish and fun to watch in their own regard. And we can't help but think, I think, that there is some kind of a sentience in those animals. We can look at them and we know that they're plotting, right? that they don't care what we think about what they're up to. They're going to do it anyway, by hook or crook.
These animals are the most well-known of the tradition, but the stories can feature any character that gets into shenanigans and breaks the rules. Nelson says sometimes these tales are goofy, other times they can be offensive.
So a lot of the animal stories about how Possum lost his tail among the Cherokees or how Turtle got his shell broken, yeah, these are palatable. And no one's going to suffer a great deal of harm via these. But at the same time, some of these others look like maybe they belong to more of an adult audience.
Nelson says when he introduces the topic to his students, they often list popular characters like Bugs Bunny or Loki as examples of tricksters. While these characters don't stem from the Native American tradition of trickster tales, they share the same tendency to get into trouble.
It looks like just about all kinds of cultures show up with somebody taking on that role of violator. And it's someone typically who's very kind of attractive. He goes against the grain. And we're still just absolutely kind of riveted and fascinated by those people who are willing to break the rules.
Sometimes the tricksters go so far past the boundaries of propriety that Nelson is hesitant to present them to his classes. He says when he teaches his class about stories written by Gerald Visner, a key member of the Native American Renaissance movement, the characters' actions are often out of hand. But still, Dr. Nelson believes there's a larger understanding that we must take away from more difficult stories like Visner's.
Quite frankly, he's hard to read because he really does embrace that notion of going too far. And so the literature that he offers us up, I'm frequently uncomfortable with, right? I'm always a little leery about, you know, how appropriate it is to offer it up to my students. So there's a lot of sexual humor. There's a lot of scatological humor. And in Visner's hands, it's always very smartly done. And at the same time, it's sexual and scatological and goes too far, right? So it's always, I think, a careful balance to try to figure out where we value violation and what it would mean if we absolutely indulged in violation. So the trickster as a kind of outlet figure really does maybe help us to mediate that. So I still teach it, right? But maybe you just got to sort of say, you know, all right, kids, don't do this at home. You know?
Even though some of these trickster tales can be seen as offensive or inappropriate, Nelson thinks the stories can make us laugh, but even more, teach us the consequences of crossing norms.
I think we'd be impoverished without those sorts of stories, right? So even as we can watch someone doing something stupid, violating rules, going too far in either their violations or in the jokes that they're telling or whatever else, we still need this, right? It'd be like having a world without punk rock or something. We were just sort of better for having even mistakes.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Lydia Theben.